T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette. Ed, what was your reaction to that helmet to Rudolph's head moment and then the discipline that came after?
Well, it was stunning. I've seen fights down through the years. I've seen helmets fly off. Never saw anybody conked on the head with one. And then you realize that Mason had a concussion just not too long ago either, Pony, you know? It was criminal. That would fall in the criminal acts that Chuck Noll once called the Raiders. And the as far as the others, I think the suspension is warranted for the year-long thing. But Pouncey would have been okay if he didn't kick the guy. You know, he was wailing on him with his fist, but then he had a kick, and that didn't look good. They don't like kicking. Now, he may get it reduced to a couple games instead of three, but I don't know why you find Mason Rudolph. How do you find a victim?
I don't know either, but they're, for whatever reason, and I think it's mostly Browns fans, are saying that he was the guy that instigated the whole thing by trying to take Garrett's helmet off and kicking him in the groin.
I don't know. I didn't see that. Maybe he did. It's just...
But I thought it was in self-defense because Garrett kind of took him down after the whistle, and it got a little feisty, which happens from time to time, but in no way did I ever think it would escalate to the point where a guy almost... I mean... Ed, he could have killed him. I know some people say that that's an exaggeration, but it's a heavy helmet, and the guy isn't wearing one, and he's got a history of concussions. He hits him in the right spot. It could have been really, really bad.
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been. The Browns have been undisciplined all year. They lead the league by far in penalties. What we're missing, though, is the fact they won. You know, and I think that is going to be missing from them too, because I think a victory over the Steelers is always uplifting for Cleveland, but in light of what happened, I think it won't be.
Well, how about the fact, Ed, that even after the game, Baker Mayfield said this win feels like a loss? So there you go. He's right there with you.
Yeah, that's funny, because that's what the Steelers were saying last year when they tied up there.
That's right. How do you feel about the Steelers and Browns being fined an equal amount of money? Do you think that it was the right move by the NFL to treat them the same?
Yeah, I don't get that either, because the suspensions were heavier on one side than on the other. Maybe it was because, were any other Browns disciplined?
Yeah, the guy that came in and pushed Rudolph from behind, Ogunjobi, got one game.
So it's 2-2, so... But the severity of the attack was on the Browns' side.
Correct.
So, yeah, I'm surprised they find it, but it's not coming out of my pocket. It's just it's not coming off their salary cap. I'm sure Art Rooney's not happy though.
Although he took the high road today, and Tomlin wouldn't even comment about it after the game. Does that surprise you that Tomlin would put a muzzle on himself?
You know, he boils hot and cold on that stuff, Pony.
Sometimes I know.
Sometimes when you think he will comment, he doesn't. And others, when you don't think he won't, he does. So, I don't know.
Couldn't have been happy. He had to be livid last night. So, I was surprised he was able to keep his emotions in check, because his players were saying that Garrett should basically be thrown out of the league.
Yeah, I mean... He's probably also not happy the fact his team just lost, Pony.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's getting lost in the shuffle. The Steelers just took a big hit to their playoff chances.
Did you think that some of the hits that knocked Deontay Johnson and Juju Smith-Schuster out of the game were suspendable, Ed?
I thought the Deontay Johnson one was terrible. The other one was just, tackling, and somebody happened to hit him in the wrong place. But, he came in late. He was leading with his helmet. It's a classic. That's why he was thrown out.
Yeah, no further discipline for that guy, Demaryius Randle, today. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, joins us. The Steelers were beaten last night by the Browns 21-7. Not only did Rudolph get hit in the head with his own helmet, he also was picked off four times by the Browns. Ed, we talked last week about how Rudolph had made some serious strides against the Rams. But it's not always a linear progression for young quarterbacks where they get better after every game. So I would think this is a major setback, but I want to know, in your opinion, how big of a setback was it?
Well, he didn't. I mean, first of all, you know what happened. Everybody knows what happened. He lost his top two receivers and his running back.
Yep.
And his line was playing like crap in front of him. So what are you going to do? And then they were having drop passes again. You know, Juju dropped the one before he got hit. You have no weapons on offense. You're not going to put it all on Mason's lap, but Mason, he looked like a deer in the headlights last night.
Yep.
You know, and you could probably understand why, maybe.
I kind of give him a pass, Ed, because there are some, and not this is not just fans, but some of the reaction from last night's game has been, you know, let's see what Hodges has, and let's make it a quarterback competition moving forward. I'm not ready to say that, are you?
No, I don't think that Hodges is any more the answer. I mean, for one thing, the answer is, are these guys going to play in the next game? You know, it's not who's the quarterback anymore. Is Juju going to play? Is Deontay Johnson going to play? Connor, I don't think, will play. They have no running backs, really. It's a terrible running game. They keep finding themselves on occasion in this situation where they don't have anybody, you know.
And, Ed, how about this? How about the fact that one of the things teams that are limited try to do is they don't want to get in third and long situations. They want to have third and manageable. And this team, it's like a death sentence. It's like a kiss of death when it's third and one. It's unbelievable.
Right, right. You're right. I mean, he did sneak the one time, and, oh, look, he got a first down without getting hurt, too.
Yeah.
I don't think the sneak was there in the second time, and he didn't do it. I mean, but it looked like it was a little longer, and they were stacking it. But you're right, Tony. Third and short, fourth and short, they're terrible, just terrible. It seems like every other team in the league just picks it right up, and these guys can't do it.
Ed, how much of this goes back to Munchak now? Because I thought it was a major loss when he left. You know, people have told you and have told me this guy had a huge hand in the run game. He was very much involved in their run strategy and their run game plan on Sundays, the implementation, the execution. He left for Denver for family reasons. Some people said, well, they're in good hands with Surrett. It's a veteran line. I don't know, Ed. I'm not seeing it. They've pass blocked pretty decently, but the run game has just gone, as you said, it's gone from one of the better ones in the league to one of the worst, and I can't help but think Munchak leaving had something to do with that.
Yeah, probably did, Tony. And it's not a knock against Surrett. I just, you know, if there's a reason there are good coaches and not so good coaches in between, because they help their players. And when you lose a good coach, you're going to lose something. You know, you can't. People can't say, "Well, he was the best thing to happen to the Steelers when they signed him back in what was it, 2012, somewhere around there." The best off-season signing was what people were saying. And then when he left, they'll just pick it right back up. You know, he helped that team, and the run game is terrible again. Connor can't stay healthy, and they really don't. Jalen Samuels hasn't, you know, they don't have a good running back. They just don't.
Ed, what do you make of Connor's situation now? Because, you know, you don't want to put an injury-prone label on somebody. They hate it. The players, I know Connor, we talk to him once a week. He can't stand that. Anytime I try to tiptoe around that or kind of bring it up, he scoffs at it and gets a little bit defensive. But it is what it is. If you're not available, you're not helping the team. And it's happening over and over again with this guy. So it kind of puts the Steelers in a quandary moving forward at running back, doesn't it?
Oh, very much so. You look at guys like Jerome Bettis, who, you know, was there almost all the time, didn't get hurt. Is it a testament to him Maybe he worked out in a certain way, but James Conner certainly works out. We all know that. So it's hard to put the blame on him for getting hurt. It's not like he's jaking it or, you know, where someone would play through an injury he wouldn't. That's not the case. It's just circumstances. You know, some guys, I don't know if it's bad luck, bad chemistry, you know, or what it is, but some guys just seem to get hurt a lot more than others.
Ed, because of the injuries and the suspension out of Pouncey, you know, going into the game, I thought if they lose to Cleveland on a short week against a hungry, desperate team, it's not the end of the world. But I'm starting to reconsider that now because just so much damage, collateral damage coming out of that loss that I'm not sure what kind of offense they're going to be able to field now, even on the road against a bad team like Cincinnati. So I do think it was a costly loss, and I am concerned about the Steelers moving forward this season. Are you?
Yes, because they could lose to Cincinnati, and that's going to be the ultimate embarrassment for them. You know, let's say Pouncey doesn't play. The two guys with concussions, are they going to play? I mean, look at Ramon Foster's been out, what, two games with concussions? Mason Rudolph missed a game. So you think probably they're going to miss at least a game. Now you're throwing Johnny Holton again, Andrew.
That was bad. That was like such a sorry sign of the state of affairs.
What's
when
that,
every play,
11?
Yeah, was just close your eyes and chuck it to Holton and pray for a flag. That was the state of the Steelers' offense in the second half. Hey, Ed, you're a trooper. Thanks so much for coming on with me. I hope you have a great weekend. Okay, man.
All right, Andrew. Thank you. See you later.
You bet. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.